my goodness, guys. We are on episode 6. This is absolutely amazing, number one. And number two, thank you so much for listening. If you have been, I know that I have not been prompt in the last couple of weeks because of my dental work, but I feel so much better this time around. I'm so excited to get back to this. But we are on episode 6, and episode 6 is a continuation of the side hustle design essentials that I was discussing. And so this is part 3, and then we have 2 more parts. So this part of the series is actually about social media. And social media is a collective of websites and apps that allow you to share content, collaborate, and even network. And me personally, I would say that it is important to have social media. And if you do not, then, you know, you're okay still. But, you know, me personally, I actually use social media just to network and meet new people and, you know, be supportive of others and their ventures as well. You know, even if you have one platform, it doesn't hurt. I actually started with Facebook and then I moved to Instagram, and then after a while I moved to Pinterest. So, you know, just take your time, you know, with things like this. But anyways, my favorite part of social media is to get to know others and to follow others who inspire me. Me being an artist, I follow some artists, and I just recently started following makeup artists. That's new to me. Something about the makeup, like, that they do in theater, I feel like it's so cool. So, you know, I follow people who, you know, like, inspire me, like, I draw inspiration from and I think are cool. So that's what I do. And so this allows me to step outside of my comfort zone when meeting people, you know, and I feel that people do me the same way. I just recently got a couple of bloggers, to follow me the other day, and I was like, wow, that's so cool, because I don't blog in specific. I wish, but it's not a quality that I'm so good at. So I just thought that was very cool to follow somebody that is outside of what you specialize in. And so that way, you know, you just meet new people. Also, you get potential clients sometimes with social media. I know I have. And like for Facebook, for example, like when people share your work, you know, that's a cool way to get, like, you know, potential clients. And then not to mention the ability to, like, comment and just show support on, you know, a specific subject or even photo. So social media is pretty cool. I still feel like I'm kind of new to it, but I like it. Like, if you stay consistent with it and you post, you know, just post something, you know, it's always somebody looking, which is always nice, or somebody commenting or liking, and that's pretty cool. And so, my top 3 sites are Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest. I feel like they have been the easiest for me to learn about. I learned about all of them, like, through YouTube and through other blogs and stuff that I have read. And social media has actually allowed me to meet mentors and join an online course and even make friends, even though they're, like, physically countries away sometimes, you know? Like, it's just cool to meet new people and to learn just different cultures and things of that nature. And social media has really allowed people to meet, you know, and connect and to network and collaborate. And that's, you know, awesome. So if you don't have social media, that's okay, you know, but these are the perks of it. And I'm pretty sure some people feel like there's a downside. I'm not one of those people, unfortunately, but how be it ever, that's just my personal opinion. So if you want to get social media, just educate yourself. Choose whatever type that you like. There are so many. I just chose my top 3 because those are actually the only 3 I could, how can I say, work around, maneuver, sort of learn, easier. So those are my top three just because. But there are way, way, way more online. And I encourage you to go out and educate yourself because social media is cool, you know? But that's the end of the episode, guys. If you haven't yet, follow me on social media. I'm on Pinterest as Erica Chardonnay. That is Chardonnay spelled like the wine. I'm on Instagram as EST Creations. And then I am on Facebook as Erica Terry Creations. Yes, my initials are ET. Don't judge me or my parents. Anyways, thank you for joining me today, and I will see you next time. Until next time, thanks for listening.